Portillo's. At closing, Portillo's in Fountain Hills is almost empty. The eatery specializes in Chicago food, hot dogs, Polish sausage, and Italian beef. The restaurant's gleaming and has checkered tablecloths, old-style movie posters, and employees dressed in sporty uniforms. It's a place that Vinny and the boys would come to eat after taking care of their numbers rackets, breaking some arms, blowing up a competitor's vehicle with him inside it. There are more employees in the place than customers this time of night, and as we finish our late dinner, the help is sweeping floors, closing out registers, getting ready to hang the close sign in the front window, and go home to late-night movies and Chinese takeout. The parking lot, the bass player Tom has backed his car into a close-to-our-table parking space in plain view, so he can keep an eye on his expensive, irreplaceable stand-up bass. I watched him slip the big instrument into its custom-made case at the gig and roll it out to his car like he was pulling a suitcase in an airport terminal. He carefully laid the bass down in the back seat of a small SUV and covered it with a cheap-looking Mexican blanket. Instruments like your best set of golf clubs, your best operating scalpels, your best culinary knives or running shoes have to be kept closed. This world is not without thieves.